Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shannon's here.
Gosh.
Oh, Shannon's there.
I'm the only one that's here, actually.
And Leon.
Well,
hey.
And me and Leon. Leon and I are holding the fort in the studio. Dan's at home playing with knives like a toddler.
Yes. I know. I worry for him. I really
funny
do.
Funny seeing him in his natural environment, isn't it, Kirst?
Yes. I'm wearing trackies.
Yeah, I imagine you are.
Very good. Look, how are you, girl? Sorry we can't be in there with you today.
Well, I mean, it's nice to still see your faces, but it's a little bit odd, isn't it? The old on-screen breakfast radio. But hey, modern technology is a beautiful thing.
Yes. Anyway, what a time to be alive.
It is a time to be alive. It is a time to be alive. Anyway.
Oh, look, so...
Shannon, how's things in the mum life universe, in the motherverse? How's things?
Yeah, we had quite the family experience this weekend. Oh. Yes, I've got a little story for you, Fam Bam. So we combine a Christmas gift for my in-laws. Often, because, you know, as people journey in life, they have everything, don't they? And so, I just almost fell off my chair.
whole place is falling apart.
Anyway, it's fine. And so we bought them this gift of a professional photo shoot. I mean, I'm right up that because I'm so vain. I love that sort of stuff. But, you know, obviously not every member of the family is into it, you know. And so we went out to this big park and, you know, had this, you know, in the bush kind of logs and trees. And there we are with all the grandkids. And I've got all the sons. Everyone else has girls. So you can imagine... Everyone's on board, aren't they? Except who? Except Shannon's
sons. The boys.
Sons. Yeah. Well, one of my sons is vain like I am, and he was owning it. It was his private photo shoot. But the other two, my eldest son, he couldn't stop yawning. It's like he just every single photo he was yawning. I don't know if he was trying to be cool or anyway. So I don't know. I don't know what was going on. I have no idea, but he just was not into it. And it made me think about family photos, and I thought, I'm sure the family have done professional family photo shoots, and I'm sure we've got some stories out there.
Absolutely. Well, look, I personally haven't. I've never been one to be in the professional photo shoots, but I do love the bad ones.
Oh.
So we want to hear all about them. Give us a call, 93130985. Let us know about your family professional photo shoots.
Yeah, it is time. It is time for Shannon. We're talking all things family portraits.
Who doesn't love a family professional photo shoot? You know? Well, teenage sons, as it turns out.
We had a photo shoot at work a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
And I'll tell you who doesn't enjoy photo shoots.
Mm.
Us. Because we're not good at them. Although I have seen the photos. Kirsty looks fantastic. I look like I'm confused about what's happening. Yeah, it's all good. It's not good. It's not good. But we're talking about family photo shoots. You, Shannon, had the whole fam, like extended family photo shoots.
Yes, yep. It was like a gift for my my in-laws. So it was all the grand. It's a beautiful idea, actually, getting all the grandkids together. I mean, it's beautiful if you don't have teenage sons. What it is.
Well, we were asking teenagers. The family if there was anyone that has any stories about their family portrait times. And we've got someone on the line.
Yes, Tegan.
Hey, Tegan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Oh, we're doing all right. How did your family portrait go?
Look, it must be a boy thing because, and it must be something that Shannon and I have in common because I seem to ring up for everything that she has going on in her life, I seem to have had in my life. But My beautiful husband had organised a Bali trip for us to renew our wedding vows down at the beach. Unbeknownst to me, he had done everything. He'd organised for me to get my hair done. He'd even put a wedding dress inside the only bag that I didn't pack, which was his computer laptop bag. Had a ring, had everything, right? So we had a professional photographer taking our photos as well. It was a special occasion. And we went down and we got the boys, you know, all dolled up in a nice shirt and nice white pants and everything. And we actually got married on the beach, and the hotel had done up, you know, beautiful flags. And it was gorgeous, honestly. Mm. He did a wonderful job. And we're, you know, going through all the motions and having photos taken, and here my two are in the water down at the beach. And, of course, back then as well, this is going back about 10 years ago, Bali beach water was black.
Yeah.
And the sand was black. So my two ended up being black. And then when we got back to the hotel, instead of having a nice, you know, family portrait done in front of the beautiful gardens that are at the hotel, and, you know, our hotel actually had a beautiful waterfall and all the frangipanis were flowering and everything, my two decided to go and play with the fish pond and kick sand up into the hotel had actually organised some celebratory drinks inside pineapples as well. Well, we only could have a photo with those because the boys had kicked sand up into them, so we couldn't actually physically drink them either.
Beautiful.
I tell you what, I would love to actually see some of those photos, because that would, even though like it sounds terrible, it would bring back plenty of memories.
Yeah. There'd be fury in Tegan's eyes. Yeah. Boy, you ruined my photos. Oh, man, too good. Also, Tegan also texted in just before, happy 20th anniversary, Tegan and Aaron. Oh, congratulations, guys. Well done.
Well done. Look, family portraits. They are one of those things that are just very hard to get everyone on the same page for. You know, photos are hard enough as it is, let alone having a group of them all having to look and smile and look the same at the very same time. It's not easy.
It's not an easy job. It's a hard job, and it, you know, throw kids into it.
Have you seen the photos yet?
No, I took some from behind the scenes. I'll show you guys later of my versions.
All right, well, keep them coming, guys. 9313 0985. We'll be back.
Loose gravel on Grand Palmer Freeway, eastbound exit to East Parade in Perth. All lanes are affected and traffic is looking a little bit slow at the moment, so keep that in mind. Those freeways, southbound busy around Reed Highway, then Hutton Street to Scarborough Beach Road, and building up around Vincent Street, and northbound. So South Street, Cranford Ave, then Manning Road to Canning Highway. Drive safely, and that's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you so much, Dana. Yes, we are talking about family portraits with Shannon. And you had a very frustrating one. Beautiful, but frustrating with teenage
boys. Of course.
And on the weekend.
The product will be lovely. Of course it will be. But the behind
the scenes. Do you have to Photoshop some of the photos?
Yep.
I hope they put
only just
eyes
one
on
particular
him.
One of my who couldn't keep his mouth closed.
Did you see that thing that Becca Jazeel were talking about? The photographer posted eyes?
Yep.
Please, Lord, put those eyes on Colin.
It'll be his mouth. The photographer will need to do his mouth closed.
We've got Janine on the line. Good morning, Janine.
Morning. How are you going?
Oh, very good, Janine. How's your family portraits?
Well, this is actually a photo of the fur family.
Oh, cute.
We had a professional session done, and we had a miniature horse, giant rabbit, Corella, and Kelpie Cross dog. And yes, we got some pictures of the bird. She had a toenails clipped. She was sat on the rabbit's back, or she was sat on the horse or the dog. And the dog was who's very well behaved normally, was a real pain because he kept going up to lick the photographer. He wouldn't lay still.
I had a similar problem, Janine.
Everyone else, when the dog decides, with the kids, the kids gonna lick the photographer.
They always say in show business, don't work with kids and animals, Janine. So, like,
it's... Or giant rabbits.
That's
right.
Oh, God.
Oh, Janine, that's beautiful. I want to see those photos. Janine. Please send those photos to us, Janine. I want to see them.
That would be so
cute. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It was the combination of miniature horse and giant rabbit that just got
exactly. Gorgeous. We love a family photo shoot of all types of families.
We sure do.
That's right. It's exactly right. We'll keep it coming. 0429 985 985 if you want to tell us about your family portrait experiences. We'll be back with Shannon soon for Shannon and Nolly.
Oh, yes.
Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.